This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The historians may say it was the battle of an apple and an orange, a power saw and a cruise ship, a truck tire and an egg beater. I'm struggling, I'll admit it. But is there any comparison, really? I mean, can you imagine two more dissimilar debaters than were on stage in Las Vegas last night?
It really does come down to what kind of country we are going to have.
The problem is you talk, but you don't get anything done, Hillary.
A pattern of divisiveness, of a very dark and dangerous vision of our country.
I'll keep you in suspense. When you look at her real record, take a look at Syria, take a look at the migration, take a look at Libya, take a look at Iraq.
Went after a disabled reporter. He went after Mr. and Mrs. Khan. He went after John McCain. He went after a federal judge born in Indiana.
The Supreme Court, it's what it's all about.
We have come too far to have that turn back now.
I am pro-life, and I will be appointing pro-life judges.
Government has no business in the decisions that women make.
I want to build the wall. Hillary Clinton wanted the wall.
It means you would have to have a massive law enforcement presence.
At a later date, we'll make a determination as to the rest. Some bad hombres, we're going to speed up the process bigly.
Did he choke? Well, let me translate that if I can.
We think how great they are. Terminated.
You are the most dangerous person to run for president in the modern history of America.
Lots of luck, Hillary. Thanks a lot for doing a great job.
This is a pattern.
It's what it's all about.
American democracy, it's a beautiful thing. That was the last debate of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. 19 days till Election Day. Todd Zwillick is here, Takeaway Washington correspondent. You were on the air with some immediate reaction from the debate from voters that we talked to yesterday on this program, a sense of we've come so far, yet we have so far to go between now and Election Day. Your thoughts about the debate last night?
Well, the time for deciding is coming. We're in the final 2.5 weeks where the undecided, the ranks of the undecided, always have shrunk so very much and start to break for one side or the other that if they aren't breaking for you, you're in real trouble.
How you could be undecided now, I can't. That's another question.
About 7% of the electorate, yeah. We think, is undecided right now. That may seem high to you, but that's about...
But our undecideds were interesting. They represented interesting questions about negatives of both candidates and were they able to overcome them. Why don't you go over... What was the result last night of our undecided voters?
Absolutely. Let's get to them right now, and then maybe we'll talk about some of the particulars of the debate, because there's a couple of remarkable things in there. So yesterday morning, of course, you had undecided voters from Pennsylvania, from Ohio, Florida, critical swing states. Let's start in Pennsylvania, which I've basically been obsessed with for this whole election, because it really is one of Donald Trump's only paths to victory. Mm-hmm. It's the quintessential swing state. There's a lot of Trump voters in the middle of the state and in the southwest corner of the state. And it's my home state, which is why I've been so obsessed with it. Now, Gabby talked to you yesterday, and Gabby was a Bernie, self-described Bernie supporter, mm-hmm. who had a whole laundry list of
biracial,
yeah. with a huge long laundry list of policy areas that she said she needed to hear Hillary Clinton address before she could get on board. She said she needed to hear her talk about Social Security and an affordable retirement, race relations, minimum wage, affordable college, addressing climate change and a reliance on foreign energy. I mean, she really had a voter's policy list.
Great. She was great.
She was great. She watched the debate. She talked to us right after. And I asked her, Gabby, you've got your list rustling in the background there. You heard the debate. Where have you come down?
I absolutely really, really appreciated her policy experience when it came to Social Security and entitlements. I felt that Hillary Clinton was extremely, extremely well-versed in her policies. She knew exactly what she wanted to do compared to the contrast of Donald Trump, where I wrote down in my notes that really the only thing that he brought up was the topic of repealing and replacing Obamacare, something that personally I benefit from. As a millennial who was a Bernie supporter, now in the middle right now, just looking, her policies were really, really right on. She did mention a living wage.
Gabby predicted that Trump was going to step up and do something that would surprise people and pull them into his camp, and he didn't. And she admitted that last night. I suspect she's slid into the Hillary camp.
Well, she also said that Hillary was reborn like a butterfly in her eyes. And Gabby sounds like one Pennsylvania voter who's ready to vote for HRC in this election.
What about John, who is much more a Bernie supporter and an old style Democratic?
A self-described leftist in Northeast Ohio, which really is a swing state that is a pretty much a statistical dead heat between Trump and Hillary Clinton right now. You're going to hear in John's voice a decision and a little bit of resignation here.
I am strongly leaning towards going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but it'll be the saddest that I've ever felt in my entire life supporting somebody. And what might have finally swayed me tonight wasn't even said during the debates, just that when you vote with your conscience, it almost goes against the idea of voting in the first place. I mean, what's available to voters is laid out each year, and we have to look at it and accept it. But when it comes to Bernie Sanders, what he's done is he's awoken so many people to the depths of the political process and the depths of corruption in this country right now. And no matter who gets elected president, they're going to have their feet held to the fire by a lot of entities that are more powerful than they were a few years ago.
He's talking about what this next 4 years is going to be about. If Hillary Clinton wins, holding this coalition together of Democrats, of Bernies, of Republicans, of centrists is going to be an almost impossible job. The reason why John is so disconsolate about voting for Hillary Clinton is because he doesn't recognize the Democratic Party. It looks like the Republican Party. Hillary represents both the Democratic and Republican parties at this point, and Donald represents something else.
Something that's gone way to the right or way into another realm. Hillary Clinton is, if nothing else, she is the most rational, responsive political actor in the system right now. She's the quintessential politician who will strive to keep that coalition together. Watching her, if she gets elected now, try to weave a path to a reelect in 2020 with the coalition that she has and with the recalcitrant Congress that she's guaranteed to have is going to be fascinating. But as as the most rational political actor we have, if anyone can do it, it's probably her, I would say.
Give me Cheryl.
Cheryl is in Marco Island, Florida. Now, Cheryl came on the air yesterday, lifelong Republican, said that she was wanting to support a Republican and just needed to see Donald Trump grow up for 90 minutes before she could get on board. Here's Cheryl.
Hillary Clinton is just so polished and so experienced and smiling, and she has such control that this is what she does. And I don't want to say it's unfair, but unfortunately, Trump is who he is, and you get what you get. On the flip side, I feel it's not all bad because he's passionate, and he shows that. He can't pretend to like something if he doesn't, and that can be good and it can be bad. I definitely felt he tried harder. He lost it a little bit, but he was definitely did a better job. I still prefer his policies. I feel that if I go with Clinton and if she wins, we're going to have more of what we just had for the past 8 years. And I'm ready for something different.
So let's talk about the big headline. The huge headline is Donald Trump saying, you know, I might not even go along with this election.
Keep
thing
you in suspense.
You guys are doing. Yeah, it's remarkable.
It's unprecedented in my career. You go back through the history books and you have to go back to the Civil War to find a presidential candidate who says they won't back the results of the election if they lose. This is a remarkable development in my view. And the prospect of a rigged election, despite how unlikely and sort of conspiratorial it is, when you look at the facts of how we elect presidents, which is not nationally, we elect them state by state. So you need a conspiracy of literally thousands of people, many of them Republicans, to participate in this.
And this whole conspiracy idea overshadows extraordinary policy choices that were distinct in these two candidates. One is overthrow Roe v. Wade. The other is pro Roe v. Wade. One is throw out trade deals. The other is endorse trade deals. Sort of.
We'll get there.
And I think that there's more of a choice between Clinton and Trump than there was between McCain and Obama and Romney and Obama, I think.
On policy grounds. But and what's remarkable is the large amount of time that they spent on policy in this debate, and kudos to Chris Wallace for keeping it on policy, that there has been almost no discussion like this of substance in this election because of all the invective. Vote rigging, John, it is remarkable what Donald Trump said. He may be knowing how to stay in the headlines, and he knows how
That's his thing. That's his genius.
Yeah,
he's going to be the guy who's keeping us in suspense, not the guy whose poll numbers are declining for the next 19 days.
Which is great for his post-election Trump TV if that's what he wants. However, this is way more serious than that. This also means that millions of voters will go back after this election with an extended idea in their heads. That extension is illegitimacy. Years and years of birtherism said the president isn't really president because he's illegitimate. Donald Trump is going to extend that by saying Hillary Clinton didn't really win, and that has had an unbelievably insidious effect on our politics in Washington.
If that movement finds a party, it will define the 2020 election. If it doesn't, it will just be Trump's bluster.
It will. This is part of the reckoning Republicans have to now deal with right after this election is over. Their November 9th hangover is a huge part of that, John.
Fascinating discussion with Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick.
My pleasure.
He attacked the woman reporter.
She gave us ISIS.
He has given jobs to Chinese steelworkers, not American steelworkers.
Mr. Trump?
She's been doing this for 30 years. Why the hell didn't you do it over the last 15, 20 years?
His whole plan is to cut taxes, to give the biggest tax breaks ever.
And she can run for the presidency of the United States?
He was hosting the Celebrity Apprentice.
She caused the violence.
He held a number of big rallies where he said that he could not possibly have done those things to those women because they were not attractive enough.
She's been proven to be a liar in so many different ways.
My takeaway on the debate, that all bad hombres and nasty women and anyone who cares about democracy should be sure to vote.
Rachel Stern calling from New York. Clinton had a plan and Trump had a tantrum.
Hi, this is Laura from Crozet, Virginia. I am calling to say that everyone should check out Evan McMullen, who I am going to be voting for.
Evan is big in Utah. Listener email says, as a person of the middle class, the two major party candidates scare me. Both of them, I feel, will throw me under the bus. The difference will be that after throwing me, Hillary will retire to the country club to hang out with her cronies. Donald will invite his cronies to ride the bus and laugh at us as we are thrown under and maybe even back up to do it again. How can I think anything good will come of this election? That's a complicated and brutal metaphor there, but thank you.
This is Kendra from Deep Red, South Carolina, and I think it's crazy that people are undecided. I don't understand that at all. I don't get what's going on with WikiLeaks. I think that most of the stuff that's come out is very innocuous. It's just regular campaign stuff. And how can you not see that Donald Trump is a unique threat to our civilization?
Hey, if you agree, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Or if you don't agree, head to Facebook. We're at The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is dedicated to helping those who teach, heal, and serve others achieve a lifetime of financial well-being. Learn more at TIAA.org.